Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Don Wagner. He is helping to organize the upcoming Polar Pig on February 2nd to help benefit the hospice program in Jamestown. And Don, welcome back to our show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for joining us. Excited to have you back. You've come around this time every year, and it just sounds like the event just keeps getting bigger and bigger for you guys, too. The Polar Pig Walk the Plank is set for February the 2nd. And Don, this got started a few years ago as kind of a fun thing during the cabin fever days, but has really grown into what it is today, right?
It's about 13 years ago it started, yes. And it was cold. It was like 30 below that morning and warmed up to 10 below. And we had jumpers.
My gosh. So now, originally, they just kind of did it for fun, but then an idea came about to do this for the hospice program?
It started with the hospice
The
get-go. It was for the hospice, and we got more and more people raising money, and we expanded out to a silent auction where people that really don't want to jump in the water, but they want to participate, they donate, items for the silent auction.
Yeah.
Or if you can't jump, you can actually have somebody else fill in for you. It could be a nephew, a niece. We've had all kinds of wild, different costumes jumping in.
Yeah, and I think that's, Don, I think that's one of the big highlights of the event is people jump into this water when it's freezing cold outside, but they do it dressed up and they're doing it for a cause.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you get so hyped up and excited, you don't even feel the cold.
Yeah.
The people watching probably get more cold than the guys that are running out and jumping in.
Yeah.
And of course, when you get out of the water and you just kind of have that chill effect.
It's a whole lot of fun, and I love that they got you guys built this pirate ship kind of thing for the pool too, and somebody dresses up like a pirate. I don't know who that is, who's always dressing up like a pirate there every year.
Well, some of the different hog members are Dwayne,
yeah.
Paul, it's a pirate theme, so we try to get guys to dress up as pirates, and then we also give prizes for the wildest costume or the biggest splash, just some different awards, different things to get people involved. And we have cannons going off. And the hog group has really helped a lot in organizing it and getting it together. And John up at the Harley shop, he cleans out it and makes room. We have a place to put the ship. And District 8 of Bait is doing the chili cook-off again this year.
Oh, awesome. Good.
So,
and it adds a little bit more, raises some more money, but adds kind of that warming up quality to it too, that chili feed.
It gets people out, you're visiting, you haven't seen people all winter, and it's something to do. Like I said, it started with cabin fever days, and it's just been growing.
Yeah.
It's been very successful.
Yeah, definitely. Don Wagner again joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, organizer for the Polar Pig Walk the Plank, which is again February the 2nd. And Don, I do want to point out this has raised a lot of money for the hospice program. It's been very beneficial for them, and they've really appreciated all the donations over the year.
It's done quite well. I think it's a little over 170,000 that we've raised with the Hog Group and Stutzman Harley and people donating. It's been a good community event where everybody, if you talk to them about it, everybody's willing to donate or jump in. So if we get, love to have a lot of jumpers this year. If you can't jump, you can give somebody else, and we try to warm the water up a little bit so it's not, at least get the ice off of it.
At least the ice, but you still see some of those icicles kind of floating in there a little. No. But yeah, we want to see jumpers this year, Don, and the way we're encouraging people to do that is to go out, raise donations. Do they have to raise a certain amount in order to jump or have a jumper?
We'd like to see them raise at least 100, but it seems like the guys that have been really successful, they go out and ask their relatives or friends or neighbors, and they bring in hundreds and thousands, and so people are very supportive.
Definitely, yeah. And like you said, you can raise the money. You don't have to jump yourself. You can have somebody else stand in your place to jump in for you. But again, just remember that all funds that are raised and donated for this are going on to help that hospice program in Jamestown.
Yeah, we had Roger Nino auctions off the live auction, but he also we auctioned off somebody to jump in a couple years ago, kind of railroading them. He was bidding them up, and we finally said, okay, we've got a couple thousand dollars. So he had to
jump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's amazing. Somebody always has a swimsuit or something for you to, you know.
Hey, I mean, if you're going to be somewhere like that where it's raising it for charity, somebody's always got something to help you out a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes.
So perfect. Again, this is February the 2nd. And Don, like you've kind of already pointed it out, there's the silent live auction. There's the chili feed. There's of course, the jumping into the pool. And are you guys looking for any volunteers, or is there anything else you guys are looking for, or we just really want people to sign up and jump for this?
Well, anybody, we set up on Friday.
Okay.
Starting at noon. That'd be February 1st at noon. So if anybody wants to come up, we got to put the ship together. We got to set up the water tank. We got to put up dressing rooms. There's stuff to do Friday. So whoever wants to come up and help.
Perfect.
You don't have to be a hog member. You can be anybody can come and help.
Just a volunteer or something.
Yeah.
Anything helps with that. And then, of course, it kind of all kicks off. What time on that on February 2nd, Don?
We're going to start the silent auction about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And the District 8 Abate guys are going to start the chili cook-off in about 10:30. So if you want to actually bring a crock of chili, be in the competition, you surely can.
Awesome.
And then Walk the Plank starts at noon.
Plank at noon. Perfect.
And then I think the silent auction after then we'll do the live auction and stuff after the jumpers are done.
Okay. Awesome. So it's just a full day. You pointed it out. It's Stutzman Harley Davidson. All of this is taking place, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Awesome. So February 2nd, mark it on your calendar. Start raising some money now. Like Don said, he challenges you to at least get $100 before you jump or nominate somebody to jump for you. Don, if anybody has questions about Polar Pig Walk the Plank, where the money's going, they want to sign up and help. What are some ways they can learn more about the Polar Pig Walk the Plank?
You can get a hold of Lisa Jackson out at Jamestown Hospital.
Okay.
I think it's 252-1050.
That sounds correct, yeah.
I think. Or you can call myself on my cell phone. It's 320-7866.
Perfect.
320-7866.
Awesome.
If you got, you know, want questions about how you can raise money, what kind of costume you should wear when you're jumping in, something that doesn't shrink real fast in water.
That would be preferable, especially with it being cold outside and everything, too.
Yeah, Dr. Scarry jumped. He had his Speedo on a few years ago. That was really great of him to do that.
Oh, man. Well, if he's listening to this or somebody knows Dr. Scarry, challenge him to do that again, because that'd be awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. Don, anything else you want to mention about the Polar Pig Walk the Plank, the hog chapter, or anything else?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of ordinary people having a good time. You could buy a Harley and join the club and come ride with us in the summer and do, you know, special events like this, fundraisers. And
yeah,
like I said, if you want to help out, just show up Friday afternoon and help set up some stuff.
And then if you really want to help out, raise some money and jump on Saturday.
Absolutely. Love jumpers.
You get the whole crowd. They're cheering everybody to jump in. They're, you know, jump, do it. Come on. It's just, the atmosphere is fun. You can even just come up and spectate, have some chili. Either way, you'll help out the hospice program and the hogs chapter. So
I know the George Quigley, well, he was one of the first guys that helped put it together.
Yeah.
Gordy Tomlin. But the individuals usually have biker guys that jump, and they make some really big splashes.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Make you back up a little bit.
Yeah, everybody, all right, you want to stand back a little bit. Here's the splash zone for these guys.
Yeah, they kind of back up. You know, they see the big guy jumping, and they back up automatically.
So, oh, man, it's a whole lot of fun. So February the 2nd, it is the Polar Pig Walk the Plank at the Stutzman Harley Davidson shop. It all kind of kicks off there at 10 o'clock. Don, thanks so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.